Day 4. Becoming aware of your ego. A bad day for your ego is a great day for your soul. Jillian Michaels. There is a constant war inside every one of us. This war is between our ego and our soul. Every moment we have a choice to cave into our ego or follow our soul's desire. But to make the right choice, we must understand these two players, the ego and our soul that we have within us. So what exactly is the ego? The English word ego is the Latin word for I. The ego moves the person to focus on themselves or their I, and this type of focus will influence their thoughts, emotions, motives, and behaviors. When acting from the ego, it means that one is operating from self-interest, focusing on what I want, what I need, and what I have. The ego is the I that is not connected to the true self. It is an illusionary self that makes us believe it's essential for our survival through self-preservation. But what we believe is good actually hinders our progress. The ego sees the world through a person's previous experiences and beliefs, through self-invented biases and preferences. It is not easy to step outside one's perspective and see things differently. There is no way for us to process information except our personal frame of reference, unless we open ourselves to reality. We are more one than separate, and we are more alike than different. But the ego keeps us in the mindset that we are different and separate. The ego makes us believe that we have to fight for ourselves and that other people are most often a threat to us. When we think through our egoic mind, we separate ourselves from others and are thinking only about our desires, what other people think of us, and how things are going for us. This self-absorption will lead us to behave in ways that have negative consequences on our lives. Those behaviors remove us from a good, fulfilling, and happy life. The trickiest part of the ego is that it gives false confidence. The ego gives us an unrealistic sense of superiority, making us think that our opinion is the truth. It creates a self-image from thoughts that are nothing more than illusions that we allow to influence our lives. All of our choices, thoughts, and behaviors can come from the ego if we let them, which distances us from our true purpose and distorts our view of reality. The ego prevents us from connecting with our true divine nature, a part of the unified field where we are all connected. However, deep inside, our soul knows that our ego is masking our true self. We lose our identity to our ego because it is the easiest way to live life. To renounce the ego is challenging and goes against our survival instincts. Still, once we give up our ego, we become free to live our lives with meaning in a way that is in line with who we are, while being of service to everything else around us. These bring us abundance and lasting happiness. When you live from your ego, you're always in fear that you will lose your unique identity when you do things for others and not only for your own benefit. Many research studies show that people are biased to view themselves more positively than others. But true freedom happens when you renounce your ego and start to live from a place of connection. When the work you do is very engaging for you, when you are feeling good and free to be yourself without worry, and when you are in the flow state during meditation or massage or while listening to music or during exercise of any sort, then your ego is often set aside. When your ego is set aside, you're not only concerned with yourself, with what you want, or with your personal gratification from a situation. This state of not focusing on yourself and your needs, wants, and desires will make you happier because it connects you with your soul. On the other hand, focusing only on yourself will often make you depressed or behave in ways that harm you and others. The ego is also very limiting. It limits your opinions and possibilities to what you can or cannot do or become. Even though the ego gives you a sense that you can do and become the best, it is a very limited best and far from your real potential in every field of life. Only when you are connected to your true essence that is united with infinite intelligence can you fulfill your true potential. The ego seeks to divide and separate you from others, while really, to be your best and achieve greatness, you must become one with others and help, serve, and heal others while also connecting and using their gifts. When you follow your purpose and do your work or take action for its own sake, because you feel that this is what you want to do and not for any resulting benefits, then you will be happiest. You leave anxiousness and fear aside. When you live like this, you renounce your ego, stopping it from controlling your life and telling you to do it only for personal gain, for personal wealth, attention, and fame. When you renounce your ego, this is when you start to control your life. When we were children, we were not scared to express our true divine nature. We were not afraid to say what we thought, show our true feelings, or feel certain emotions. We lived in the present moment until we learned how to adapt our behaviors to other people and different situations to feel accepted. Our ego grew as we left childhood. We began to put on a show to be everything but our true selves, to be liked and accepted by others, or set us deliberately apart from others. This ego is very tempting in that it holds the promise that you are unique and different and better than others. But when you think this way, then figure out the truth that everyone is unique and special at something, and that we are all pretty much the same, then there is a big letdown and a lot of frustration and maybe even depression. With the ego, we take things personally, even when they are not personal. We let things control our future as if every relationship or experience will end up the same because the last one ended up in such a fashion. Past disappointments lead to future fear of disappointment. Fear will not let you be who you really are or have what you truly desire, which eventually leads to disappointment. A life that comes from the ego and is built on social status and possessions may satisfy briefly, but will be overall empty. When we die, material things disappear, and only our legacy is what is left behind, which is all about how we treated people and the service we provided to others, whether through love, friendships, or business. And since the spiritual world is eternal and our soul belongs to this dimension, we will experience in some form whatever we leave or didn't leave behind. A life built on ego will bring out anger, arrogance, and selfishness, which clouds judgment. When your judgment is clouded, you cannot learn from past mistakes and you will not become your best. You will waste your time and life and cause much suffering to yourself and others through this clouded judgment. It's important to understand that we already possess everything that the ego promises to give us. The ego will not let you rest in search of a way to leave a mark on the world, be it either a positive or a negative mark. Often, we don't even know what was pushing us to such behavior that we later regret. We fell into the trap of our ego and raised it above all values. You already possess a positive legacy within you through every connection you build and through every person you meet and influence positively. Patience, love, a smile, and words of encouragement already leave your legacy for you. Moreover, the ego wants to leave a legacy so that it will be remembered and considered great. But you are already immortal because your soul, which is the spark of true divine nature within you, is immortal. It would be best if you strive to become a better human being and leave a good mark on as many people as you meet through connection with the true divine nature of your soul. When you aim to do and be your best most of the time, You are already leaving the most incredible legacy for those close to you. When you are doing your very best, there is no such thing as failure. If you listen to the ego, you will never be enough. There will always be someone doing something better and having something more than you. And no matter how much you have, you will still want more, since nothing will ever be enough. But when you do things for the sake of doing them, because you want to do them and like to do them, then you will release all tension from becoming better than others and from achieving more and more, because you know that you are enough right now. When you renounce your ego, you live your life on purpose, connected to your true self and at peace. And when you have peace of mind, then you also have joy. You do not need external acknowledgement. The best way to improve yourself is at times to look foolish in the face of others. The end of the ego is self-acceptance. When you love and accept yourself just as you are, without the need to have more or do more for another person's acceptance, this is the death of the ego and the rebirth of life. The ego wants us to stay in familiar territory, but personal development is to grow out of the state of I and mine and into union with all that is. Growth and progress are your soul's desire. We all can consciously change our lives for the better by taking responsibility for our choices and actions. This positive change means moving away from our ego that says to us that we cannot change, and instead reconnect with our true, higher self that wants to change and improve and become a better version of ourselves when we decide to be, because part of our soul's desire is to advance humanity in our unique way. Remember that your ego is leading your thoughts and behaviors whenever you feel superior or inferior to anyone else. At this moment, you are not connected to your true divine nature. But you can change this and let your true self, which is connected to infinite intelligence, lead you instead. When you renounce your ego of I and mine, you unite with love, and this is how to live your best life and genuinely leave the best legacy. Now go to the questions of the day and answer them. Afterward, state the affirmation of the day multiple times so it will seep into your consciousness and influence your life for the better in every field of life.